Let's turn now to a family with music in their blood. Pieta Brown is an American artist. Her father is Greg Brown, a beloved folk singer and songwriter. Pieta spent her childhood bouncing between her divorced parents in the Midwest and the South. As an adult, she traveled some more, but rather than pursuing her music career from, say, Nashville, Pieta settled in Iowa. Why? Her dad lives there. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters has their story.
Songwriting and music might get handed down through generations. Navigating the music business, not so much.
I didn't get any kind of business smarts, really.
I didn't have any to give her.
So, you know, I've definitely been winging it.
Pieta Brown and her father, Greg, have shared the musical part of their lives since she was a little girl, living with her mom in Alabama.
I would make my dad little tapes, and I'd record, you know, whatever song was on the radio. I was really into the kind of R&B thing that was on the radio in Birmingham in the 80s, you know, like Ashford and Simpson or Lionel Richie or whatever it was. And I had super strong Southern accent. I can remember making my dad these little tapes. Like, hey, Daddy, I miss you so much. And
yeah,
I love this song that's on the radio right now. And here's a little song I made up on the piano. And yeah, it was a connection for me.
Some of her old songs, maybe not that old, make their way onto her most recent record because she'd stumbled onto some old lyric sheets and thought maybe the words weren't too bad.
If I could do this for you, I would raise this country to your lips and give you a painter's hand.
Pieta Brown's dad, Greg, didn't know his daughter was serious about songwriting for years. Then one day she was visiting him, and he remembers hearing a sound coming from the dining room.
Out of one ear, I heard a guitar and a voice, and I was doing whatever I was doing. And I remember walking out to the dining room and saying, oh my God, Pieta. Because I didn't know at that point she was writing songs, and it was a real good song.
Rest your head, babe. Can you close your eyes? Rest your head, babe. It's funny how time flies. It's funny how time flies.
Pieta bounced around the country, but eventually felt something pulling her to Iowa.
I've had so many people ask me, like, you moved back to Iowa to try to make a career in the music business? And I said, no, I didn't move back to Iowa to make a career, but I moved back to Iowa to be close to the music.
Yeah.
My mom worked anywhere between, I don't know, maybe 70 to 100 hours a week.
You can hear the impact of family and place in her music. She even talked about it on stage at a recent show in downtown Des Moines.
So I always think of my mom when I sing this song. And I wrote it one day. We were heading south, actually, from Iowa, and we just crossed over into Missouri. And all of a sudden, there's all those huge cement warehouses full of fireworks. You guys know that road. And I looked over, and we just crossed the river, and it just said, cheap smokes, fireworks, whiskey, and worms. I thought, well, there's a song. So I like to send this song out in loving honor of my mother and all the other mothers out there. Thank you.
Rosewood casket and an empty kiss. I didn't picture days like this. My mama told me when I was young, hold your head up high, don't wait on anyone.
Pieta Brown was born in Iowa. She says she lived in at least 17 different places during her childhood, and her dad can relate. Before she was born, Greg lived in New York, L.A., and eventually in Minneapolis, where he was a regular on a Prairie Home Companion. Iowa drew him back, too, and he wrote about homecoming on his 1981 album, The Iowa Waltz.
Out in the country, gravel road, a ramble all around. Out in the country, gravel road, a ramble all around. And the dust blow up till the cool rain tumble down.
Greg Brown lives in Iowa City with his third wife, fellow folk musician Iris DeMint. He's now in his 60s and is fading out of the music picture. He's touring a lot less, putting out fewer records. But the albums he does put out, he says, are very much influenced by where he is.
I do think where you are is going to get into the beat and the rhythm of what you do. You're going to write different novels or songs or whatever if you're living in Manhattan, New York, than you are if you're living in Manhattan, Kansas, I think.
Greg Brown and his daughter, Pieta, have started touring and playing together. You can hear his guitar on her latest.
If heaven's like this, well, it's okay with me. Where the living is fine, and the living is free.
Pieta Brown says there's a comfort in sharing a career with a parent.
I know there's somebody out there who knows what I'm going through right now, or, you know, the hard things and the good things, not just the tough parts, but also the joy in it. Like, there's absolutely no words needed, and we don't really talk about that stuff hardly ever.
They don't have to talk. It's in the music. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters.